You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Peoria Riverfront Museum is blasting off to an outer space adventure this summer with Be an Astronaut, a new exhibit currently running through September 11th. The museum's Ann Schmidt says this exhibit is unique and authentic, having been approved by NASA's Langley Research Center.
The scenarios, the missions that the visitors get to go on, while they are fictional in that they have not happened yet, they are completely plausible. This corresponds with missions that are currently being planned in technology that is already in place with NASA. So it's a wonderful way for visitors to get sort of a very firsthand look at what space exploration nowadays will look like or in the future.
Well, just reading up on this, Anne, it looks like a lot of fun, and I have to wonder, is it just for kids or can the grown-ups get in on the fun?
The grown-ups can certainly get in on the fun, and so they should. The last component of every mission that the visitors undertake is the flying component, and you're in a simulated cockpit, and it really works better with two people for that, especially if you're my age and you're not used to pushing so many buttons at the same time.
So tell me about the missions that people get to go on.
Well, there are three different choices of missions. You can go to the moon, you can go to the Mars, and you can go to Jupiter, and really there you're going to Vesta, the asteroid Vesta, and then a stop at Jupiter as well. These are places that NASA has explored. Most of it is uncrewed missions right now, but of course we are also planning crewed missions to Mars right now.
So what do you hope people learn in the exhibit Be an Astronaut?
The designers of the exhibit, they specialize in using the medium of gameplay, of video games, because it is so accessible to young people, but it's also something that older people grew up with now, most people. So we all know how to do it, and it's fun. So they hope that through using the medium of gaming, that visitors will learn about space exploration, but also learn some of the more basic STEM concepts, because before you start any mission, you have to go to a nav station and work on the principles of flight. How do you plan a trajectory to a moving target like Mars or the moon? You can't just go straight. You have to think about where that target will be by the time your vessel gets there. You have to think about how much force is necessary to escape the gravitation of Earth or escape the gravitation of the moon to get back here. There's a lot of STEM concepts that are sort of hidden in the fun, but also there are some very traditional museum exhibit components that maybe older people or younger people will enjoy looking at.
You have some vintage space toys, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they're really cool, and some of them I recognize. So it was so cool to see people looking at these things. Maybe they're young people going, oh my gosh, look at what people used to play with, or older people saying, I remember that. But they're also spacesuits that were actually on the moon.
Ooh.
There's a Russian cosmonaut suit. There's some really wonderful things to look at. And then because space is such a strong part of our educational mission here at the museum with our outstanding planetarium, we have some great programming for the whole summer.
I understand folks get a chance to talk to astronauts on the International Space Station.
That is correct, and we don't have the exact date set yet. Our planetarium curator was corresponding with them just yesterday as they're trying to find just the right window, because you know they're busy up there on the ISS, and we are working with our local ham operators club, because they're helping to facilitate the technology for calling the ISS.
I understand you'll have a visit from astronaut Scott Altman coming up on September 9th.
Yes, we will close the exhibit. The mission will come to an end with a great event. He will be here for a plated dinner on Friday, September 9th, and then there will be more of a family-friendly lecture at the museum on Saturday, September 10th. It's going to be very exciting.
That's Ann Schmidt from the Peoria Riverfront Museum, which presents Be an Astronaut, now through September 11th. I'm Laura Kennedy.